denoise the area. Mm. Wow, your dice and stuff.
Oh yeah, I need dice.
I actually started recording right when you said that.
Oh, well.
Awesome.
Sorry, future me.
Yay, we're recording.
Yay!
Can I have Almond Joy and Kit Kats, please?
Nice.
Yeah.
So, welcome everybody.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello. Alright, so last time on Dungeons and Dragons, you guys are heading towards the Blight, an area of the Eastern Forest that has been damaged from previous evil deeds. Along the way, you stayed at the Eagle's Nest, a small inn in the three-building town, where Frigg revealed that Noman is her husband.
And we were all delighted.
There was a bunch of arguing, and Shadow Moss is so engaged that she actually starts eating quail.
That's right.
Noman, who's always emotionally distant at the best of times, refuses to talk to Frigg about it, and so Frigg goes upstairs to cool down the room. Meanwhile, Newman gets a separate room with a lock and hides out in there. While Shadow Moss and Punchy share a moment outside while Shadow Moss is puking up the quail.
It's a good couple name, Shadow Mossy.
Shadow Moss expresses concern that Punchy is too evil.
Wouldn't it be Shadow Munchy?
Shadow Moss expresses concern that Punchy is too evil when Brax is around, but Punchy says, that's a good thing. Shadow Moss also worries that they won't be besties anymore, but Punchy assures her weakly that they will. Alter and Brassus also really spend some time talking to an elven traveler, but nothing really comes of that. Frigg manages to get the room key from the innkeeper, being Noman's lawfully wedded wife and all that, and goes up to talk to him. Noman tells her to open the door, and then he jumps out the window and runs off into the forest. There in the forest, he sees a small monastery in the wood with the light on. He approaches it and finds a dragonborn monk who welcomes him inside. The monk offers him some mead, which he eagerly drinks, and after a few moments of conversation, no one realizes there is something off-putting about the monk and tries to get up to leave. Unfortunately, he finds himself unable to move and sees the Night's Hag hut for what it really is, as she looms over him and begins to eat his soul. Frigg goes down to drink, and Altair gets really drunk. They argue about her being cursed. Altair also reveals that Shadow Moss and Punchy are both still under the effect of enchantment as well. Shadow Moss, Punchy, and Braxis, being concerned, decide to go looking for Noman in the woods. So Shadow Moss turns into a wolf and follows his scent. They quickly find the witch's hut in the woods, and Shadow Moss points to the inside. Punchy, after doing a hilarious lassie joke, kicks the door in and sees the hag straddling Noman, eating his soul. Shadow Moss, Braxis, and Punchy quickly scare the witch off, who vows vengeance against them. They collect Noman, who is permanently missing part of his soul, and take him back to the tavern. The group confronts the innkeeper, suspecting him of feeding the travelers to the witch, and after some intimidation, Shadow Moss pisses on his desk, then turns into a gnome and sits in it, he confesses that he's been feeding her a traveler a month for at least 5 years. The group quickly tie him up and camp out in the main area of the tavern, afraid that the witch might return. Braxis loots the till and gives most of the loot to Punchy. The group puts the innkeeper in the back of their wagon and continue on the road. Frigg and Noman agree to stay separated until they can make it to a Temple of Lilith. They eventually come across a patrol who they flag down, telling their story to the patrol. Patrol recognizes Frigg as a paladin and concludes that she is trustworthy, so they pull the halfling innkeeper out of the cart and very quickly behead him, horrifying most of the group, minus Punchy, of course. And the patrol continues along their way. That evening, you stay in a town that has a Temple of the Eight, and Frigg prays at the shrine to Lilith all night, looking for guidance and answers. Noman talks to a Morad half-orc priest who tries to sell him on worshipping the god of death. Noman is unimpressed. You guys then continue heading along the road, chat with some guards who just killed a dire lion, and eventually arrive in the city of Carthel, staying the night at the Pale Moon Inn, an inn near the Cilian Temple. And the next morning, you take a water taxi to the east side of the city, where you visit the Temple of Lilith. While there, Frigg gets her real memories back and assaults Noman for being an ass. and then rushes out of the temple and immediately heads to a bar next door. And then Noman sticks around to get his soul restored. And that is where we will start the session. It's the 20th of Sylvian. Frigg, you are in a tavern, drinking your woes away next to the...
What time of day is it?
It's early afternoon. You've been here drinking for, you know, a couple drinks now, and it's a gambling hall, slash tavern, because as being next to the Temple of Lilith, there's tons of these. And in a strange sort of way, it reminds you of home. Like, this is kind of the environment you grew up in. So I don't know if you take comfort in that, or find, how do you, what's going through Frigg's mind at this moment as she's sitting there?
Well, you know, she's kind of embarrassed, a little bit traumatized, kind of angry and frustrated. And booze helps take the edge off, and then it's time for a new distraction, and then it's time to gamble, do something I'm good at.
Okay. I believe you have
an amulet.
An amulet.
Yes. A holy symbol that gives me an advantage.
Okay. Go ahead and roll me, Colton. Do you actually have a like a set of cards or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So roll me intelligence with your proficiency and with advantage.
Oh, I have no intelligence modifier.
That's all right. So roll just with your plus two.
Mm. You don't need to worry
plus
about nothing.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's a modified 20, but you said with advantage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, modified 20.
20. All right. So you start, like, you know, you're in a funk when you get there, you start gambling, and you very quickly realize, like, start coming out, like, very ahead. What kind of gambling do you do? Do you cards, dice?
I dabble in most things.
Mm-hmm.
Probably want something a bit more distracting with a little bit of strategy, so probably cards.
Mm-hmm. All right, you very quickly attract a small crowd of people to your table who... gamblers being a very superstitious lot, see this paladin of Lilith in here, like, winning up a storm, and, like, they want to be near you. So, you have a small group of, kind of, glad-handers and onlookers that are trying to gamble with you.
I'm cool with where I am for now. Okay. I can take care of shit tomorrow. Hopefully the party finds me.
Yep. Noman.
Mm-hmm.
You've just gotten your soul back.
Good.
What are you going to do now?
Going to Fantasy Disneyland. the rest of the party, it was kind of... So, Frigg stormed out. The rest of the party was kind of like listening behind the door.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all just kind of... As you come out there...
As she busts through the door, everybody falls back.
And as you come out, your soul restored, you see everyone else standing there kind of awkwardly in the...
Pretending
in the Temple of Lilith.
Look at this crown molding.
Wow, I really like what they've done with the place.
You indeed. Okay. I think I'm quite upset. So I try to go around and ask for a monastery, locations of monasteries that are nearby.
Yeah.
So that I can go visit and talk to the leaders.
There is a the city of Carthel, being the large city that it is, has several monasteries.
Mm-hmm.
The closest one to you is in the university district, so it's actually just a few blocks north of the temple from where you're at. So it's fairly conveniently located.
Cool. I think I walk in that direction.
Okay. So Noman walks out, looks at all of you, and immediately leaves.
So are you married?
Nope.
Yay! Happy divorce?
Happy singlehood. Yeah. And I have my whole soul intact, which is repeating myself, but still.
Oh, it just got back. No. Cold.
I was hoping you'd make a joke like that.
Ice cold. Alright, so...
I think you guys are making your own joke. Having his whole soul intact is redundant sentence.
Oh, I thought he was saying the fact that he's no longer married.
Yeah, that's what I was implying. Yeah.
Oh, I'm all like grammar.
I was on that level. I was like, are you a lot?
So, yes, Noman awkwardly quips and leaves. Altair, what do you do now that the show is over?
What are y'all gonna do?
I mean,
what time of day is it in game?
Early afternoon. There's a bustling city out behind you.
Oh bugger! I come back and ask them when I'll meet them again. We don't have mobile phones anymore.
Do we want to stay at the same place as we did last night?
Okay, cool. Then I head back.
And turns around and just about faces.
So I think Frigg may need like a little bit of time just to deal with losing her husband so suddenly.
I mean, I feel like, how long have we been hanging out together?
Weeks at this point.
Weeks?
Mm-hmm.
I know that Frigg is in there drinking and gambling. I am aware that that's what happened. And I know that she's probably happy doing that for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, she'll be fine. I'm gonna let her know that I'm gonna go to the Wizard's Tower.
Okay.
We can all meet up tonight at the... Where would you stay?
Last time you stayed at the Pale Moon Inn.
Is it a pain in the ass to get back there?
Yes.
Do we have
shit?
No,
man, wait!
Okay, I hear you. I come back.
Is there a place nearby that we can stay that's not a pain in the ass?
Yeah, there's several places nearby. Let me pull up the list. There's the cracked chalice. There's the sage and cask. There's the winch and spear. There's the weary scoundrel.
Particularly dwarvy.
Are they all orc friendly?
If you want an orc friendly one, the weary scoundrel would probably be your best bet because it's very no questions asked. You'd want to avoid the outside of the inner city. You're probably fine anywhere. In the inner city, you'd probably get some dirty looks.
So, this is the University District, right?
What's that? Yeah.
So, all of these are fairly cheap, I'm presuming.
Yeah, no, you're outside of the big part, the nice part of the city.
Okay, cool.
There is a gay bar called the Crossed Wands.
Is it just a bar?
I mean, it's a bar, but yes, it's got a gay clientele.
But no, like, we were looking for somewhere.
No, it's an inn as well.
Oh, okay.
All these are inns as well.
Okay. I mean, the weary scoundrel, you want to stay there?
Yeah.
The worried scoundrel?
Weary.
Weary scoundrel.
Weary scoundrel.
Okay. I was wondering,
as long as it has some sort of good dwarvy comfort food, I feel like Frigg's going to need a good meal after this.
She's probably having a good meal right now.
Also
cut to, I win again!
She'll need the address if she needs to know where to come back to.
Well, I'll go talk to her.
Okay.
All right, so what about the rest of you lot? You're in the big city. Got most of the day ahead of you.
I don't like the fancy big city folk,
mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to go back toward the docks,
because
I think that those people are a little bit more my speed,
mm-hmm.
And just see if I can get some information, because they're probably all travelers over
mm-hmm.
there,
yeah.
See if they know anything about the Blight, and maybe
mm-hmm.
we can get
some
information.
Great. Good job. Breakfast?
Shopping.
Okay.
Shopping, and if... I don't really know how I would go about this, but if I could try to locate the local version of the Assassin's Guild, maybe try to get information about if they've uncovered anything about the missing baby
mm-hmm.
orchids. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
But I assume they don't have signs hanging.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do, just not ones that average people can perceive.
You know these can, don't you?
Yeah.
Alright, so, go ahead and roll me a d20, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
10.
Oh, Shadow Moss, what are you doing? Are you going up to the
I'm following Punchy.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Glowering at right, everything
so,
around
so you're, since you're following her, I'll use her roll. So, what'd you get?
18.
15. Sorry.
9. 16. 10. All right, we'll start with Punchy and Shadow Moss.
I mean, just FYI, because this is going to be kind of weird in turn order, I'm going to go talk to her before I do anything else.
Okay. So, we'll all have you on hers.
I have the flying mushrooms. I can't resist
that anymore.
Uh-huh.
All right, so, Punchy, Shadow Moss, you guys are right on the edge of the Sailor's District, so you head further down into it. The smell of fish and water fills your nostrils.
Stolen. Cherry brandy stolen.
Stolen.
You stole that? the streets down here are filled with wagons carting materials and fish and other goods from the river. You see down there, right on the docks, you see kind of a small congregation of dock hands. They're just kind of milling about, shooting the shit.
I think I want to walk up to them and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Probably inadvertently trying to intimidate them, because that's usually how I get things. So, I'm going to walk up to them and be like, hey, so, I wonder if you guys have heard anything about the Blight, as I kind of carefully caress my broadsword that's at my side.
you get the idea, it's kind of like the head guy of these group of folks, big burly dwarf, looks up at you. What do you want to know about the Blight?
What can you tell me about the Blight?
What can you pay me?
I can keep you intact.
Roll me an intimidation check.
Plus, right, what is it?
Right there. There
we go. 19.
He's like, whoa, there, big guy. Not looking for trouble.
I'm a lady. Don't you forget it.
No offense intended, ma'am. I'm just a little hungover. It's been a long day working on the docks. He looks at you, Shadow Moss. He says, you with her?
Yep, she's my lady. Lady. Friend.
He says, I carry goods up and down the river. And, of course, when we get near the forest, you hear tell of the Blight. He says it's a vast gray wasteland full of evil creatures and weird magic. So you best steer clear of it. What I would advise, not telling you what to do, but, He says, why are you going there or something, or?
Yeah, we're going to defeat it. We're wondering if maybe you can give us some more information, so that we can keep it from taking over your entire city.
He says, I'm just a shipment myself, not really my city, but, he says, I can tell you that I can tell you that you shouldn't go there. That if you step in there, you run the risk of getting disemboweled or your head knocked off or coming back not the same.
I'm not really afraid of that. I'm pretty strong. Don't know if you've noticed that.
I couldn't help but notice it.
Lots of fine weapons. Just wondering if you can give us some more information about what we should potentially buy. To better equip ourselves. I've got a larger group that's going with me, and I really think that with our skills we can defeat this.
He kind of looks at the other guys and gals he's talking with, and just kind of a look of like, just kind of like he's not sure. Like he's like, holy water, probably be good.
Really? You think holy water is going to do something about the Blight?
Have you heard of anybody else who might be, like, trying to work against the Blight that we could talk to and see what works for them?
He thinks about it for a second. He's like, I don't know anybody. However, one of the people he's talking with, a taller elven woman, she's like, I know who you could go talk to.
Okay.
She says, there's a group of drow that live near the Blight. She says, on the eastern side of it, unfortunately for you. She says, I've heard that they patrol it and try to keep the things from escaping.
Group of what?
Drow.
Drow.
They're dark elves.
Do you know how we could get in contact with them?
Well, you'd want to... She says you'd probably want to go up the river to the eastern side of the forest and then go north into it from there. Try to steer clear of the Blight. Going through the Blight, she says, but... you know, if you kind of go around it and go up onto the east side of it, you should find them there. So there's the blade. Yeah. So she's saying that you should go up the river and kind of... So it's kind of a circle.
Uh-huh.
And she's saying to go kind of past it and then up.
Can we
rewind
a bit?
Yeah, it's the one right next to you.
I saw there's another one over, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, this one does the top.
Oh, that's much better.
Mm-hmm. You can lower it a little more if you want to.
Is there a raft or some sort of seaworthy vessel that we can take down the river?
She says, you can rent a boat.
Okay.
She says, if you're going upriver, it won't be that expensive, since most of those ships going back that way are empty anyway.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I assume we can rent a boat around here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She says, yeah, just find any ship captain on the dock.
Okay.
And the dwarf, anyone heading back east anyway. Some of us go further west towards Krailson, but yeah, what she said.
Yeah.
This is why Punchy is our leader. Yeah.
So, you guys... Well, a leader should have good advisors. Altair and Frigg. So Frigg, you're... Altair, you walk in and see Frigg, like... There's like a crowd of people surrounding her as she's playing cards. And apparently is like the center of attention and like seems to be having a gay old time.
Does she notice me?
I'll roll me a perception check with this advantage.
Me?
Oh, her.
Someday I will know where the thing that is to add.
I mean, to be fair, I'm
like, oh, I don't have anything. Four.
No.
Yep.
Well,
I am having a ball.
Mm-hmm. You win again, earning some more gold.
And that calls for another ale! And one for all my new buddies, too!
one of the guys gambling next to you is like, it's on me, friend!
That works, too.
And shortly thereafter, a fresh round is being delivered.
So I assess the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I stand there for a second, and I think about just going. And then I think about the yelling. So, that would be so mean. But Altair would do it.
The character.
Yep, this is what Altair would do. So Altair is going to get out a piece of paper and write a note.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Altair is going to the Wizard's Tower. To study.
Mm-hmm.
You can come if you want. Only studying. And I underline that four times. We're staying at the Weary Scoundrel tonight. And I sign it Altair.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk up behind her and I set it next to her elbow.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, go.
Homer Simpson back into the bushes. Alright. After your next hand, you notice this note that's been tucked under your elbow.
Oh, good. Okay. Cool. Okay, put it in my pocket and keep going.
All right. That's what I thought would happen.
All right, Praxis. You are in a shop of ill repute. And a guy's looking at a list you've handed him.
I assume there would probably be a few places to get all that stuff. But,
yeah,
and some of it, I assume, might not be available. But that's my wish list.
Like,
He says, this shop is a general shop. It has all this stuff, with the exception of the language books, which you'll have to get somewhere else. But the small, cheap versions, he's like, he just kind of puts them up in the game. What do you need these for?
You never know what comes in handy on the road. You might run into people of various faiths and persuasions and need to make friends.
So he puts 8 holy symbols on the counter. You notice that the Flavi symbol is not among them.
That makes sense.
That is hilarious, you fucker.
Alright, he says, that'll be 8 gold pieces. I'll get it.
Sold. I have more than that. Oh.
Mm-hmm. And as you leave the shop, you notice on the doorway next to kind of the exit, there is something in Thieves' Cant.
Oh.
Kind of pointing towards an alleyway.
Brace myself and go looking.
And you head down the alleyway, and as you get about halfway down it, roll me a perception check.
Fuck it up. Oh!
That's no good. That's a 2.
You have inspiration?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and use inspiration. Why not? Mm-hmm. That's an 8, and we were doing perception?
Mm-hmm.
So, 11. Not great.
Mm-hmm. You hear somebody behind you say, "Stop right there." And as you look around, you see that there's two figures that you hadn't noticed as you came down the hallway that are both pointing like small crossbows at you.
I hands out and make sure they know I'm not being aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
They
say, "We'll just take your worldly possessions and you can leave with your life."
No, I have business here. I need to talk to the head of the local chapter.
One of them in Thieves' Cant, the other one says, "Can you believe this guy?"
I'll respond in Thieves' Cant. "This could be very lucrative business."
Oh, by the way, this is a halfling woman and a kind of a tall, gangly human male. The halfling woman says, "Oh, this is interesting. I don't know you though. Who are you?"
"I've been traveling from the west. Krailson, is that where we started?"
Mm-hmm.
"Yeah. And I had business with the guild in Krailson."
Mm-hmm.
"And I'm here to check on information they were gathering for me."
She says, "Well, you should come meet Horse."
Horse is a good name. Horse?
Horse.
Horace.
Oh.
Well, when I can meet Horse.
Horse is...
Horse-like.
Horses, whores, and horses emporium.
Well, I'll brace myself and head into the lion's den.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully survive.
All right, so you head into the lion's den. And sitting there is a lion person.
Nice.
Very thin and gaunt. He's got he's lightly armored. He has a scimitar on his side.
An actual leonin.
Mm-hmm. And he says, "Who are you?"
I introduce myself, and if I got this right, I'll tell him that I had business with Kethra Astoria back in Krailson, and he was gathering information for me in exchange for some tasks that I might do for him.
Thinking of Jarlath Carlus.
Yeah, Kethra is the,
oh, that was
woman
the one we
you
killed?
Were probably with and betrayed.
Gotcha.
Jarlath is the one we paid for baby info.
Mm-hmm. He's a half-born.
Sounds good. And that is the name I use, not the other
one. He says, "Jarlath." He says, "Well," he says, "apologies for the rude greeting."
"It's understandable. I understand opportunities should be pursued."
He says, come with me. And he takes you deeper into this. So you've been kind of led into like a small, it looks like the back room of an inn. And he takes you deeper into it through a hidden door. You find yourself in front of a very incredibly burly halfling man. Like just,
basically just a disc of muscle.
Yeah, like...
he's a halfling bear. Mm-hmm.
And Horace says, this is somebody who's sent here by Jarlath. The guy says, interesting. My name's Armald. He grasps your wrist in a greeting and squeezes very hard.
I try not to show any reaction to the squeeze.
he says, so what brings you here? What's Jarlath got you on?
I'm traveling east with a group on some sort of quest of some sort. I'm not particularly into what they're doing, but it might provide some opportunities. He was going to look into a missing child for us, and in exchange I was going to offer my services whenever he might need. And I was just hoping to get information, see if he has anything to tell us yet. And also, I wanted to make contact, show respects, and I guess that's about it.
He says, so are you hoping to be a petitioner? We could use somebody who's good with the blade.
I don't know how long we'll be here, but I'm sure we'll be passing back through frequently. So yeah, I'm still at the beginning of my journey, but... yeah, I'm looking to make contacts and alliances.
He says, well, he says, consider me at your service while you're in the city.
Excellent.
He says, of course, if I need you, I might call on you as well.
I tell him the place we're staying.
Mm-hmm. Very special, fantastic. He says, enjoy your stay in Carthel.
Thank you.
And I'll let you know if we have any updates.
I try to be very respectful as I leave.
Roll me in sense motive. Or insight. That's what they call it.
I think it's 17.
Okay. Yeah, he seems on the up and up.
18. Excellent.
Noman.
All right.
Hello. You are at a monastery.
Okay.
A real one this time.
That's good. I hesitate as I step in, but... Everyone, I think you have to take a risk.
Everyone in here is a night hag. They eat yourself. You see several dragonborns,
mm-hmm.
Who are kind of conditioning. You also see an orc, or orc, yeah, mm-hmm. An orc who's meditating.
Mm. Okay.
And nobody pays you any mind as you come in.
Okay, so I go talk to the nearest monk that I could find.
Okay.
And ask him if I can speak with the head monk.
Okay.
Of the monastery.
So, long story short, the answer is yes. Cool. And a few minutes later, you are standing in front of a copper dragonborn named Yurig.
Alright. I introduce myself to him, mm-hmm. and I tell him that my mentor was Ymigil.
Yurigil?
Okay.
Oh, she's...
From Crailston.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me out to explore, and I've been trying to... I'm going with a group of people to try and defeat this blight. And I ask him if he knows anything about this blight that could be to our advantage.
He says yes. He says, I know a fair bit about it. He says... It's a deadly, dangerous place full of nightmarish creatures and horrors.
Do you know if someone is trying to defeat it? Do you know of a way that we could defeat it?
He says, I don't know of a way to defeat it. He says, it's been held in a stalemate for 20 years. He says, neither growing nor shrinking. He says,
Are there any people who are helping it not grow?
He says, yes. He says, there's a group over there called the Circle of the Moon. Mm. He says, they're led by... he says, they're led by drows. He says, you... he says, even... You would be viewed as outsiders, he says, but you could probably... Probably discuss, you know, talk to them about it. They, if anybody, would be the most experienced.
Okay. I also ask him if he knows what I should pack or take along to help with the fight.
Food and water. Holy water.
Food and holy water, okay.
Your wits.
Okay. Does he have a whole storage of holy water somewhere nearby?
He says, he says any one of the temples can sell it to you.
Alright. Maybe I'll take something. I asked him one final question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of Keldrash? Is he still alive?
Oh, let's see. He says, no, that name isn't familiar to me, he says. He says, is that a fellow monk from Krailson?
No, it's somebody that needs to be beaten. In case you run into him, could you do me the favor?
And wait, why are you mad at Keldrash?
Never mind. I think I'm jealous.
Your guild did play look at this great person, how great they
are. Yeah, that did happen. I remember that.
I like this new side. I like the side of Noman.
I like Noman being petty.
Yeah. Getting all petty mayonnaise with this.
I think I'll go to a temple on the way. Mm-hmm. Gather some holy water.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that. I think the cost of holy water is just in the book, so
okay.
you can buy it for whatever it's in there for. You don't need to roleplay that.
Up.
Altair. Oh, sorry.
Well, you already had your turn.
Well, I had my turn with you.
We'll go to you, Frigg. Playing cards.
I am playing cards.
You tracking company?
I'm keeping company. Are there any other dwarves around?
Yes. There's one at your table.
Tell me about the dwarf.
He is a stout merchant. He's here from the mountains.
Is he playing?
He's playing, yeah.
Okay.
And he's putting. Yeah, he's one of the higher rollers at the table.
Okay.
There's still food in the bowl.
Well,
a huge amount.
They're just. Dumb.
I start smiling at him.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit of winking.
Roll me a persuasion check with advantage.
It's all about that rebound sex, yo.
I'm
going
to reset.
Persuasion?
Mm-hmm.
So 19.
After a few hands, you know, like, the seat next to you opens up and he kind of slides over into it.
He's excited again.
Yeah, they really like, that's where their food's at, so they really like.
They like all the cabinets because they're cats.
Yeah, this is their favorite thing. He says, name's Artis, he says.
Frigg.
He says, well, Frigg, can I buy you a drink?
Buy me a drink. You got smooth hands there, fella. You know, good, play your cards well.
Smooth hands.
He's like, I like to keep my hands smooth as polished stone.
So you do a lot with them, huh? You handle stones well.
All the better to handle gems.
He's
of exceeding loveliness.
He's picking up what you're putting down. So the flirtation continues for a while. How do you want this to end?
Where is he staying? Is it nicer than where we're staying?
It's a nicer inn a few blocks down.
I hopefully end up in his room. But how much money did I win?
60 gold pieces.
60?
Nice. This holy water is expensive. 25 gold pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Altair. You are standing outside a large, smooth shaft.
Are you proud?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. I'm too far away to hit you. I just have to mock you.
The badness of my puns is only exceeded by my self-loathing for making them. a smooth tower with no visible means of entrance or egress.
Arcana?
Mm-hmm.
To find the entrance?
Yeah, want me to give detect magic?
No. Should I?
I think you cast it last session.
Was I maybe gonna take it? Oh, I was gonna take it, so I have to change the spells that I took. So yeah, I'll get rid of, damn.
No, you can just have it. You're a wizard. Take it.
But I can only learn two spells.
DM says you can have it.
Oh, snap!
Can I just write it down?
Yeah, wizards aren't limited by their number of spells, it's just by what they find. I'll just say that you've, at some point in your travels, seen a detect magic scroll.
Okay, I will take it. I appreciate that. Do I roll for that?
No, you just cast it.
Okay.
And you're easily able to see the illusion magic that's hiding the actual entrance.
I walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Before I go in, I pull out the cloak that I'm supposed to be wearing and put that on.
Okay, over your mini-pocketed mm-hmm. outfit. You walk in and you see a becloaked woman sitting behind a counter. Tall and old, long gray hair, halfway down her back.
Wow.
She's hunched over. She's
human?
Yes, human. She's just scribbling in a book.
I approach.
Looks up and says, "Hello, wizard."
Hi.
She says, "Welcome to the Wizard School of Carthel." She says, "You're new here."
Yeah, I come from Lorenkar. Have you guys?
She sets the pole down and shakes her head. She says, "Another survivor." She says,
"Have there been others?"
She said, "Yes, we had one of your kind arrive just last night."
Who?
A necromancer.
She has a necromancer named Orc. She says, "Do you know her?"
We met before I left Lorenkar.
Oh, she'd be happy to see you. I think I can summon her.
No, that's fine. You know, necromancy. It's all good, but not really my deal.
She kind of says, "Well, I practice necromancy."
That's cool. It's just like a more like a protect things type of person.
She picks up the pen again, starts, and she's like, "Oh, an abjurer."
Don't be snotty.
She says, "What can I do for your day, abjurer?"
Well, necromancer.
She smiles.
I'm looking for information on the blight.
She says, "You'll want to go to the library, then," she says. "They're in the university district. The Temple of Cult has much more information than we do here."
How far away is that from here?
Not far.
Not far. Can I get there today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I ask her before I leave, "Do you have any scrolls for sale?"
She says, "Looking for necromancy scrolls?"
No.
"Yes, we probably have something for you. What do you want?"
I was hoping to find a scroll of Scorching Ray.
Oh, you're going to become an evoker now, are you?
No, but I'm hanging out with people, and I've heard tell that the more you adventure, the more you have to defend yourself, which is what abjuration is good for, just so you know. But sometimes you got to kick ass, too.
Maybe you could get a cheap raised dead from her. She's trying to impress you.
Dead.
Someone's gonna die. Okay.
But Raise Dead turns them into a zombie. Right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want Raise Dead unless you want to be my flesh puppet. Right. I chose that deliberately. Y'all can like it. Mm-hmm.
You say y'all can lick it?
Like it.
Oh.
I mean, if you want it to be that, it can be.
I think my Freudian my Freudian ears. Okay, so yes, you can find a scroll. Scorching Ray, it is 50 gold pieces.
Good oak. 50 gold?
Mm-hmm.
I will buy it.
All right. And then you head over to the library and research the blank?
Yes.
What do you want to know?
What will you let me know?
What questions is Altair going in search of answers for?
Altair doesn't know. We don't know anything about the blight other than it was caused by Flavi, right? Yeah.
Okay, so you got a basis of kind of like the blight, the area that it is, like how big it is, like what sort of effects it has.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that you, Caitlin, know.
Dummy's guide to.
Yeah. Idiot's guide to the blight.
Directions to get there. And. Yeah, I guess I would really. The same kind of questions he was asking. Is there anyone fighting it? Is there anyone making any progress against it?
Mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. I would definitely look for journals of people who have adventured there to try and kill it.
Okay.
That would be interesting.
All right, roll me an investigate check.
Investigation.
18. Okay. You do. You find a journal of a traveling satyr named Mr. Rumnus.
Mr. Rumnus. Why is that familiar?
It's
So this is so this isn't written by Mr. Rumnus. It's not an autobiography, but it's a biography. Tells of his many tales of womanizing and all that. But near the end, it talks about his role with the Blight and his efforts to prevent it and stop it, and how they failed and why they failed. And then there's a little more womanizing at the end.
Feel like this is a good resource?
Mm-hmm.
How long would it take me to make copies of the actual, like, worthy parts?
Just steal it.
Hours. Like, you could have it done tonight.
I could have it done tonight. That's what I'm going to do then. As long as I don't find anything else that I think I would make copies of that.
Alright, so, you guys, Shuttle Moss and Punchy, are you doing anything else in town after you talk to your dock workers or...
I think that we just want to make sure that we've got the boat all set up for when we leave.
Okay, so yeah, that's something you can do. They're going to... Let's see, you're going to get a discount because going east. Give me just a second.
Okay. See who Punchy's going to intimidate this time.
I hear what you're saying for a price, but really, how much does it cost?
Don't you just think she's a really good negotiator?
I'm an excellent negotiator. I'm very likable. People just want to give you deals.
Yeah, they just want to give you what you want all the time. Especially when you're just, like, leaning nonchalantly against a bladed item.
Yeah.
All right, so it'll take... you're going upriver, so that slows it down a bit. You're looking at a math, a 7-day journey, and it's they want to charge you 2 gold pieces a day per person.
Whoa. Okay, so 2 times 6 times 7.
Yeah, so
12 times 7.
14 per person.
Mm-hmm. 14 per person?
Yeah.
That's doable.
I'm getting depleted very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, 84 total. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we don't have a party bag, do we?
Not yet. No.
So, what happened to our...
so many bags are
over. What happened to our cart of things?
Give your horses and your cart, your loot cart.
What are we doing with that? They're like, stable. Are we taking it on the ship?
Mm-hmm.
No?
You can take stuff on
the... They have stables on the ship?
They don't have stables, but they do have, you know...
They have like stalls. Yeah, they have a hold.
Yeah, they, I mean, these are ships that like cart like heavy goods and stuff like that, so there's plenty of space to...
And that includes a captain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, a sturdy dwarven captain will pick you up.
Get frayed.
So, I hear the price that you're quoting, but really, is that how much it costs?
She says, well, that's the fair price.
They have to go that way anyway.
But don't you want to give me a discount?
She says, why would I want to do that?
I don't know. Some people just really like to give me a discount. And again, my hand goes down to my broadsword and just lightly caresses it.
Roll the intimidate check. Did you roll a 1?
Yeah. So 4?
Yeah, I'll give you a discount.
Okay.
She says half price.
Fantastic.
So that's a gold piece per person per day.
We can do that.
Something bad's gonna happen.
Yeah!
So I do have... what is it? Danger sense?
Mm-hmm.
Can I?
I feel like it's too late for that.
No, it's not. Good job remembering your qualities. That's awesome.
Let me just look up danger sense. Your other candidate can sense some things nearby aren't as they should be. You have an edge. You have advantage of dexterity saving throws. I will say that at this moment. No, I'd say at this moment you're like, yeah, this seems like a good price. My intimidation worked like it normally does.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Now, if something happens to go bad on the ship, then you'd get your danger sense to be like, yeah. Oh, something's bad is about to happen. But for the moment, you feel very assured that, like, the old hand of the broadsword trick worked once again.
So are you even realizing that you're doing this intimidation, or is it all unconscious?
No, I mean, like, people just like to give me discounts. Okay. I'm not really sure why. I think I might be really likable. It's the sense that I get.
I wasn't sure if you knew that you were caressing your broadsword and that that had any impact, or if you were just like,
I like to rub it feels. Sometimes.
Yeah.
The half of it in my hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a good luck charm. Whenever she rubs her broadsword, people seem to give her more things.
Yeah.
It's a good luck.
I say the same thing.
All right, so that evening in the Weary Scoundrel, you guys are resting in your rooms. Who's in the rooms together?
I'm by myself.
I don't show up till breakfast.
What's that?
Common room?
Is
there, you
could get one. It's up to you if you want to stay in a common room or if you want to stay in a private room. Private room's a little more expensive.
How much?
It's a gold piece for the private room, and it's 5 silver pieces for the common room.
I think I'll go with the common room as well then.
Okay.
We're pretty far north now, right? In the city.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking maybe I should just go to that elven area. Check in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell them that I'll meet them in the morning.
Okay.
I think we're all on the same page now. We're going to ride a boat.
Mm-hmm. Except for Frigg. She'll find out tomorrow morning. Because she didn't show up this evening. Yeah.
All right, so...
And Alicia needs a pit stop.
Sure. While Frigg is getting her pit stop... I need...
You mean dick stop.
Oh!
Altair, once you... Well, actually, who's in the common room?
I'm in a private room.
Is this cat supposed to be in this cabinet in the bathroom?
No. It doesn't matter that much, but if you can shoo him out and close the damn thing, that'd be great.
So is it just...
Well,
is it
good
just,
one hasn't stirred.
Is it just Altair, or just Noman in the common room?
No, he was going to get a private room.
No, but I changed my mind, so I'm going in the common room.
Who else is in the common room? Just you? So you and a couple other travelers are in the common room. I need you to roll me a perception check with disadvantage. Yes.
Okay. With disadvantage?
You're asleep.
Okay, one.
Oh, okay.
There's no point in doing it anymore.
All right, let me see your inventory sheet.
Do you have insight?
Oh, no, you get stolen from. Not rolling that one. That's that. Even if you add anything to it, it still
But
sucks.
Advantage, that's what I was saying.
Or,
if he has inspiration.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can use your inspiration if you want.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'll use my inspiration.
Yeah,
then.
There you go.
All right.
Do
that's
it.
That's why we have it.
That's true. I keep forgetting. Two.
Okay. Oh, no! I mean, that's not a critical failure.
Now you won't lose a limb.
Right.
You wake up and your purse is gone.
Oh,
all
no.
of it? That sucks.
All of it.
Okay.
We should burn this place down.
Calm down, Bernie.
I'm not even.
That sucks.
Alright, so it is the 21st Sicilian.
Did I find.
Yeah, you went up there and tranced out like you do.
Well, I was gonna see if there were like moon elf representatives. If there was anything I needed to touch base with the intelligence community,
there are, but they don't.
Okay,
they're not really nothing. You kind of say your piece, and they're like, "Hey, glad you're here."
I'll just basically inform them about the exploding city.
They're aware of it.
Okay.
Yay! So it's the 21st of Sylvian. It's a brand new morning. You guys are downstairs getting your breakfast. Did you try to get a discount on your hotel stay?
No, I think that we got a good enough discount on the boat, but I didn't know that.
Wish my luck. Okay. So you guys are being fed a wonderful breakfast of oatmeal and bacon.
Mm-hmm. I cheerily come in and sit down and order some good dwarven breakfast.
All right.
Good morning. Hello.
Where have you been?
Hey. Cleansing my palate. I throw my coin purse on the table and it is clunk.
Nice.
It was a good night.
Apparently.
How was yours?
I copied this book that I found in the library. Do you want to
cool.
see?
Cool. More food, please.
They bring you more food.
Breakfast ale.
Breakfast ale.
So Punchy, do you arrange transport?
Yeah, we have a boat waiting for us down at the dock, so whenever we want to take off, we can head down there with our cart and all of our goods.
Good job.
How much?
Where are we going on a boat?
To the
so
water.
Punchy and I went to the dock. I don't know, I'm Flatly Girl.
Yeah,
so.
What happened, Wisconsin Mom?
It just changed. I'm sorry, everyone.
I got us a really great discount on a boat. It's one gold piece per day.
Wow.
Per person.
We found out that there are some drow who are working against the blight on the other side of the blight. So we're going to take a boat to go around the blight so we can go up and talk to them and see like what they've been doing and if we can join up or if they have any good ideas on what we should be doing.
One gold a day?
Yeah.
What kind of accommodations are we talking?
You want to make your own? Go for it.
It's a great seaworthy boat. Checked it out before I gave them the money. And so if you guys can all give me your one gold piece per day.
Well,
wait, you paid them already?
I did.
What was the length
can
of the
I,
journey?
Can I roll that? Can I roll perception, insight?
Insight, sure.
For how fucked we actually are all of a sudden. Insight?
Mm-hmm.
14.
That's weird.
It's weird that you paid him in advance. That's not how this goes.
I'm doing the same thing. 17?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rate is suspiciously cheap, and the paying in advance is very unusual.
Usually, you don't pay before you get on the boat.
Do you mind if we pay you back once we get settled on the boat? You know, everything's calmed down.
I guess. Like, whatever you guys want to do, but I will need the money back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't pay you anything anyway because I don't have any cash.
What happened to your money?
It got stolen.
Oh, that sucks.
Well. I'll try and sell my holy water somewhere if I can.
Okay, you can sell it back for half of what you paid for.
It'll be $12.
Don't worry. Here, I got you. And I throw 10 coins at you.
I don't know.
We could also maybe investigate
the
other people staying here and maybe find that money.
How would you know, though?
I mean...
Can I actually be clever enough to detect who might have stolen it?
I will save you the effort and let you know that it was a thief in the night, so...
Mm-hmm.
Not somebody that was staying here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Decision time. Okay.
Though if you, Braxis, want to roll me an insight check, I'll let you do that.
No. That's an 8.
No idea.
Okay.
Money now.
So you get some gold?
Not a lot, but okay. I'll sell my holy water and I'll accept the charity.
Mm-hmm. You also have to buy a new coin purse.
Yes.
It's good to know a gambling paladin.
I'll also sell my bloody horse, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much I'll get for it, though.
Your what?
The horse.
Your horse? You're selling them?
Yeah.
You can always
what?
Ride loot.
You're gonna need it.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
He's pretty healthy though. He can just jog.
I mean, he is a monk.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys.
No, okay. I'll hold on to him.
All right. So
you might need the meat.
You guys finish your breakfast or your large breakfast. Head down to the docks to where the ship is, and it is not there.
where's the ship? Which
boat is it?
It was right here. It's not here. Do I see anybody around?
Yeah.
I want to go ask them what happened to my ship. It was just here. Where'd it go?
So you go to the quartermaster, is at the dock. She's a tall, brawny human. She says, what ship are you looking for? The ship, by the way, is named the Crossed Axe. So.
The Crossed Axe?
She says, well, let me look at my logs. She says, oh, yes, they were supposed to depart this afternoon, but apparently they departed early this morning.
But we already paid for that. They were supposed to wait for us.
She says, ooh. She says, you didn't pay them up front, did you?
Yeah, I mean, they gave me a really great deal. I wanted to lock it in.
She looks at your broadsword and the growing amount of anger on your face. She says, they're heading upriver. She says their pace isn't the fastest. She says it looks like you have a bunch of healthy horses. You could maybe ride along the river and catch up with them.
So I say we get the captain's name, catch them.
Yeah.
Skin them alive.
I am wholeheartedly in favor of that.
What?
Or look what they did to us.
We can report them to the Better Business Bureau.
No.
We can do that and skin them alive.
Did we actually catch up with them on horses? That's not reasonable.
Yeah, they're going upriver. They're fighting the current. They're oaring.
But there's no way that they would stop for us.
We'll have to haul ass, but they're going to have to pull in somewhere.
We can get them.
And kill them.
Yeah.
You'd have to ride your have to ride your horses, you know, pretty hard.
Yeah. You know, Punchy, it might be a better idea for us to just find another ship.
Catch them faster that way.
Maybe we can let the paladin with all the monies make all the ship arrangements since she seems to be so smart about it.
I guess. I was really looking forward to skinning
some people. It's about
to stole from Punchy. We can find them later. It's just, evil. I don't want to waste the last time.
Okay, quartermaster, can you recommend another boat going upriver, leaving soon, and will has room for 6 people and horses and a cart and a dog?
She looks at the dog.
And a
puppy.
Thanks.
She says, yeah. She says, you can take the Broken Hammer. It's scheduled to leave here in a few hours. You're looking for a woman named Britha.
Britha?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where do we find her?
She points, she looks, she gives you the dock number.
Okay. We will go to the dock.
You head down to the dock, and you find a barge-like ship that's kind of, it's being loaded up. Not like a lot of stuff, but, you know, there's, you know, taking some food and other provisions back up east. You see a kind of skinny but very tan woman who's kind of directing things.
Human,
yep. Darker skin, yeah, the tan skin, like I said. Long black hair. She's got two kind of curved, they almost look like sickles that she's carrying on her side, a large shield on her back.
Cool. Oh, just for the record, what's the date?
That's the 21st of Sylvia.
21st.
Okay.
Yes. Hi, we're looking for Britha.
Britha, she says.
Britha?
Britha.
Britha. Okay, that's what I thought I said. I was wrong.
She says, how can I help you?
We're looking to go upriver. Do you have room for passengers?
She says, she looks at a lot of it. She says, all of you plus the carts and the dog?
Yes.
She says, yeah, we could do that. She says, 2 gold pieces a day.
Y'all cool with that?
She.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
She says, half now, half at the end.
Okay. When are you
How
leaving?
Many days?
7 days.
When are you leaving?
She says in about an hour.
Okay. You guys got anything else to do?
Nope, let's load in.
Okay,
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you guys hop on the Broken Hammer.
After we pay 7 gold apiece for half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a small crew of other folk that are manning the ship, manning the oars. when you guys load up your horse and your wagon, and the ship kind of starts to, you know, displace more, and they just kind of look at you guys and kind of sigh a little bit, knowing we'll have to work that much harder to go up the river. And an hour later, yeah, they head out from the dock and start oaring up. Bertha is sitting in the kind of the top, you know, so the top of the ship, kind of with the wheel overlooking the rowers, and standing there with a goblet of wine. And yeah, she's a little chatty, so she says, "So, what brings you all to Carthol and beyond?"
I'm taking a different route. Punchy, do you want to play some dice?
No.
It's fun.
I'm really bad at it,
and I bet you'd be really good.
I could use the money.
We can try. I mean, you know, it's a fun game.
Fine.
I deliberately lose a bunch of coppers. They're like the equivalent of a gold piece in copper.
Oh, no. So, wow, you really are bad.
You're just so good at this game.
We can play anytime. You just let me know.
Do I need to roll for anything to convince her and cheer her up?
I feel like she probably wants to be convinced, so...
Okay.
I would say you don't have to in this case.
Okay, so Punchy and I are playing dice off in the corner.
What are the name of the drow group that we're trying to find?
Circle of the Moon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to go try and find the Circle of the Moon and talk to them about this blight issue. What do you know about the blight?
Just bad news, she says. She's never been myself, she says, but... I've heard tales of people who've gone in there, found weird things and dark things, and didn't come back the same.
What kind of weird things? You have ghost stories? I love ghost stories.
She smiles. She says, well, actually, this one time. And she launches into a story that kind of starts at the idea of, like, the blight creatures, but very quickly devolves into her, like, heroic actions, finding this group of, highwaymen. And she doesn't even pause for questions. She just kind of, like, once she gets into the groove of it, she goes into this long monologue about her exploits. And you actually catch, like, some of the oarsmen overhearing this, and some of them are mouthing along with it as if they've heard this maybe more times than...
They care to remember. I like it.
I know Bertha hasn't been to the Blight, but anyone else in the crew who might have?
She says, no, these are just... She says, these are all just, Roman, she says. Spent their life manning the oars, loading goods. She says, not the adventurous lot like you all obviously are. She says, that reminds me of this other adventure I was...
Oh, boy. I'll tear Homer Simpson's away to study her books.
Really? She doesn't want to compare the books to what the woman's saying and tell the woman all about the books she found?
No, she or talk to any of these oarsmen who've been so summarily dismissed.
No, she doesn't really like people.
Right, so that's how you spend the day, rolling dice and listening to stories that are way less interesting than you'd hope they would be.
So I take it because our ship is now loaded, we're not going to catch up.
Not if it's like a race, no.
We're going to find that captain.
You know, I was asking Bertha what she knows about what's his face.
Yeah.
What's your face? It's Captain of the other boat.
Yeah, I want to ask her if what she knows about the crossed axe or axes, whatever it was.
She says passed it a few times. Coming down. She says never really spoke to them.
Well, they're filthy pirates and cannot be trusted.
Oh, she says, well, that's news to me. She says, reminds me of this time I was fighting pirates. She pulls out one of her sickles to demonstrate the way that she effectively... So, yeah.
How many books am I allowed to carry? How many books do I have?
How many do you have?
Do I have a bag of holding?
No, I don't have that one yet.
So each book weighs a couple pounds.
How many pounds can I carry?
It should be on your sheet. It's not.
Well, we have a cart.
Oh yeah,
but I would only have what I have already gained. So I weigh 150 pounds.
I'll look it up later. You can have a number of books.
Okay.
Why?
Because this is 8 days of this. This is terrible.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you guys pass the days playing dice and listening to bad stories, watching the landscape change around you from plains, and slowly you kind of see the mountains kind of coming up on the starboard side of the boat.
What mountains are they?
The Telvian Mountains.
Weren't those in the south?
Yeah, you guys are heading east and south, southeast.
Oh, I thought we were going east and north.
No, southeast along the river.
I'm going to entertain myself by daring Noman to do stuff, like running up the mast and mm-hmm. doing flips and balancing on the edge of the ship, stuff like that.
For once, I agree. That seems like a better fate than listening to this woman.
That's pretty entertaining. I'll watch that. Can we lower the shade a little bit more? It's directly in my eyeballs.
And I entertain Thank myself you. By every time Noman crawls up something and just smack on whatever pole and watch him shoot him down.
Good practice. That's good practice.
So even though not much exciting game wise happens, you've been traveling together for now for the start of this boat trip for about 20 days, and so it's being forced to kind of spend this much time together in close quarters with nothing to do, you guys actually kind of get to know each other even better over the course of these few days as you avoid Britha and her stories and entertain yourself with your acrobatics and gambling.
Nice.
I'm going to stealthily give treats to the dog, try to develop a relationship with it without you knowing.
And
yeah, if there's any opportunity, I want to talk to the dog, too, for 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. What's your dog's name?
Willamette.
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 All right, so it's one of those days. Got bored. Dog sitting there, panting in the warm sun.
Is Shadow Moss nearby?
We'll say no. We'll say that's
okay.
No. Shadow Moss and Punchy are watching Noman do some acrobatics. Punchy, obviously trying to knock him off the pole.
Throwing things at him.
Alright, so nice. I flop down in the shade next to him.
Throwing things at you.
Which you can actually now catch and throw back at her.
I am.
Now you're getting it.
I'm helping him develop his skill.
No, alright, so Willamette's sitting there in the sun, tongue lolled.
I plop down next to her.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Oh, hello.
Hi, sorry. Yeah, I just learned to talk to non-two-legged people, so I thought we'd chat.
Oh, it's about time.
Yeah, I know. I'm a slow learner.
Well, that's great. My name is Willamette.
Hi, Willamette. I'm Frigg.
She extends a big, fat, newfie paw towards you. Shake, she says.
Nice.
So how long have you been hanging around with Shadow Moss?
Since you guys picked me up 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago?
Oh,
mm-hmm. She says, before that I was living with a bunch of other dogs.
How'd you like that?
It was okay. There's a lot of asses to sniff.
So are you gonna help Shadow Moss find her baby?
I've heard her talk about this baby at night.
Yeah.
She says, but I've never smelled it.
Hmm. So, what do you think's going on between her and Punchy? Like, really?
I ship it.
That's a smart dog.
Cool. So, any interesting smells on anyone at the party? Anything unusual?
She says, well, the half-elf always smells like weird street meats.
Wait, okay.
That's Noman, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Noman loves his street meat.
Mm-hmm. She says, and the other elf, he's got a bunch of... He smells weirder these days. He smells like peppers and flour and some oil.
You say he smells weirder? As in his smell has changed?
He's got some new stuff. Some new toys that he hasn't shared with me.
Oh... Interesting.
You should go get it. You should give me the toys.
I think if I think you should go talk to him. If you want to see his toys, you should go and play with him.
Fine. All right, anything else you want to talk to Willamette?
No, right. I just wanted...
So Willamette comes over to you at some point, Braxis, and goes, woof! And sits at your feet expectantly.
I don't think I have anything I could play with a dog with, but...
You did say you were going to give her treats.
Yeah, yeah,
secretly.
I'll give her some food every now and then, but...
All right, so
I got an idea. Mm-hmm. If there's seagulls and stuff,
yeah.
I want to shoot one with a ray of frost.
Okay.
And then give it to her. Because that'd just be fun to play with.
All right, so at some point she comes over with a half-frozen bird in her mouth, and she just lays at your feet and gives you a wink. All right.
She's a good girl.
It's the 26th of Sylvian, as you guys head down the river and see a sight on the port side of the boat that is kind of chilling. It is a tall, 100-foot tall, stack of bones.
Ooh.
That have been bleached in the sun and are arranged in a sort of looking for macabre fashion.
So it's like something deliberately built, not just a giant pile. Mm-hmm.
Can I roll?
Are all the bones the same size?
Yes.
Can I roll a history check for my knowledge on this?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, now I'm going to have to fucking fake it. 7.
Well, I'm going to do one too, but I'm not going to do any better than that. Mm-hmm.
Can I do nature or something?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Roll me a...
So I can recognize what kinds of bones they
are? Yeah, absolutely. And Punchy, roll me history with advantage.
16.
Okay. I'll get to you again.
Nine minus three,
so
6.
Okay.
Minus 3?
Yeah.
She's not very smart.
No, she's not.
Can I do a religion check?
No, it's not a religious thing.
Okay.
However, you recognize them as all the bones belong to orcs.
Yep.
And as you guys are gopping at them a little bit, I'm guessing, because it's this huge macabre monument, Britha comes down. And she says, oh yes, the panoply of bone. Have you never seen it before?
No, what is it?
She kind of looks in Punchy's direction and says,
Punchy, why don't we go look at that fish over there? There's some cool, like, I saw a fish that's at least 6 feet long. Like, at least.
No. No,
yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah. Well, look, right?
Okay. Why don't you just show me this 6 foot long fish?
As
a burning desire to have the spell Minor Illusion, so I can, but I don't have that.
Shadow Moss very gracelessly leads Punchy away.
There's no way it's 6 feet long. There's no way.
And Baratha kind of lowers her voice. She says, "That's the it's the bodies of all the orcs, the ones that rose up against the Kingdom of Carthel."
How long has it been there?
She says, "It's been there for about 20 years." She says, The Prince Elisandre, she said, led the crusade against them. And this was his reminder to any other, as he called it, inferior species that tries to rise up against the humans.
Did you say it was 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Did the Blight start right afterwards?
This was you would know from your basic history that the Iron Kingdom Rebellion was shortly after the Blight. It started about the same time and ended just after the Blight. So... pretty much the events that led to the Blight led to a group of orcs deciding that they were going to rebel against the kingdom. Mm. And unfortunately, they lost.
So I have Minor Illusion and Speak with Small Beast, and I don't know if Speak with Small Beast would allow me to talk to fish if I'm not in the water.
I'd say yeah.
Okay. So I...
yes, we go.
...am going to Minor Illusion a salmon so that it looks much, much larger.
Okay.
Be like, look!
And sure enough, a large 6-foot fish kind of jumps out of the water and back into it.
No way! How did you see that from the other side of the boat?
Cause it jumped really high.
And the fish says, "Glub glub, have a great day."
Thanks, sweetie.
I'm gonna go mate and die. Alright. So, do you have any, do you guys have any questions for her about that, or do you just stare at it as it kind of fades in and out of view?
Why did the orcs rise up? Why did they rebel?
She says they're sick of being treated like savages by the humans.
I can feel that. She's a human?
Yeah. Hmm. But she's clearly sympathetic.
But what did that have to do with the blight?
It just happened at the same time.
Okay.
It was just around the same time, yeah.
But the orcs, were they in league with Flavi?
She says no. They actually... she says that the kingdom would tell you they're bloodthirsty savages. She says, however, they... she says there's some accounts that said they actually worked against Flavi, at least for a while before the...
Did my journal that I read have anything about the orcs in it?
It did, actually. It had... I had mention of an orc named Lashabul, who was apparently briefly ran with Rumnus and was one of the co-starters of that rebellion.
Hmm. Interesting. So I share that at length.
Mm-hmm. Are you trying to do it away from Punchy's ears?
No, because she's a hero, right?
Who?
The one you just mentioned.
Lashabul?
Mm-hmm.
To the orcs, yeah.
That probably wouldn't be upsetting anyway.
Yeah. So she fought valiantly against Flavi. No, I wouldn't try to hide that at all.
Mm-hmm. Especially because she's got better things to do right now on the other side of the boat.
I'm trying to call the fish back. I've got my hand down in the water. I'm going, here, fishy, 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 fishy. Here, fishy, fishy.
I love it.
Splash, splash.
How are the rowers reacting to this?
To the fishy thing?
Yes.
Tourists.
Yeah, a little more like that. Yeah, they're amused to have anything to look at other than just the back of the other rows. Or the back of the other oars. All right, so on the next day, the 27th of Sylvian, as you guys near your destination, you see something. Roll me a perception check, right? So you might see something.
Everyone?
Mm-hmm.
3
plus
5,
8. 23.
Nice.
18. Oh, Punchy, you've been keeping your eyes open 17. For this.
Because you're looking for that fish.
No. You see up ahead, in the water, you guys are kind of coming up and past the crossed axe.
Yes.
Is it just rowing, or is it off to, like, is it crashed? Like, what's it doing?
It looks like, it actually looks like there's a little bit of damage to it, and it's rowing, but it seems to be missing some of its rowers.
Hmm. Who wants to own a boat?
How far
sounds
is it
like
away?
A pain in the ass.
It's about, at this point, it's about 100 feet away, up the river.
Can we ask Bertha to move close to it? Because I want to see how good I am at acrobatics. Can I jump across?
I also want to see how good Norman is at acrobatics.
Chris is like, you're asking me to pull up next to the ship so you can board it?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your mood level at this moment, Punchy?
How many days
do
is
I
it
roll for that? Or
no, just.
I'm super excited because I'm gonna finally get to skin those motherfuckers that cheated me out. Ooh. 42 gold pieces and then took off.
Let's give them a chance to return your money. And if they don't,
and then skin them.
Britta notices that glint in your eye. And she says, yes, these are the pirates you spoke of, yes. I will need you to make me an intimidate check though. Just,
Punchy?
Yeah.
Fireball.
19. He just says, like, look, my crew's not going to do anything. She says, but we'll row up the river, and if you happen to be next to the boat and jump on it...
Mm-hmm.
Nothing we can do about that.
She shrugs. You guys are on your ship. You know, one ship, and you guys are coming up on it. The crew of the other ship doesn't seem to pay any notice to you at the moment, so they're a little bit unaware.
Mm-hmm.
After a few moments, you're in the process of overtaking them. What do you do?
Wait, we're coming up behind them?
Yeah.
They're not coming back down?
No, they're coming. You're not behind them. Their ship looks a little bit damaged. Looks like that something had happened to them along the way.
What does it look like happened?
There's some splintered wood. Some of the oars are missing that, like, you would expect to see. Mm. It looks like it's been in some sort of scrape.
Do ships have cannons in this? No. Okay. No. Just curious.
They do have ropes and such like, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I tie a rope to one of the slack poles on our ship.
Yeah.
And basically grab the other end and take a running start and jump. All
right, you can use a key point.
Okay.
To double your jump distance.
Okay.
How far apart are the boats?
Maybe 10 feet.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Ooh, you should totally be able to do this.
So I'll use the key point.
Okay.
Do I need to throw anything?
What's your plan once you get over there? Because no one else is jumping.
Well, the idea is that the rope would help you.
Yeah, he's jumping over to tie a rope.
I'm going to
tie
that.
You can try to negotiate with them
before Munchie comes across.
Yeah, that's true. I'm doing them a favor, really.
Yeah.
You
really are.
Punchy would go to the other side of the boat. She's just going to get a running start. She's about ready to rage and just run as hard as she can and jump that 10 feet.
What's your strength score?
Acrobatics of 8.
I don't know.
14?
Where is that?
Top 5.
So I have 5 acrobatics. 14. And, yeah.
You need to take
okay,
care
so,
of
it.
We could throw you.
If
you get a running start,
so,
you can with your key point you can jump 28 feet.
Okay, so I should be okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll use one of the key points.
While Altair is just shaking her head
and basically jump, and I'll tie the rope to one of their.
So no one concentrates for a second, and he kind of glows with a mystic energy as he runs and just like. Weightlessly bounce from one ship to the other. Like, he gets, like, not only does he clear, like, the, like, landing, like, he gets, like, halfway into the other boat.
So, I see all this happening. Mm-hmm. This boat, the one we're on, is not stopping, is it?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
You're both kind of going up the river at this moment.
I see Punchy getting ready to rage, and I'm like, okay, she deserves to have her money back, but I'm gonna try and keep anyone from dying, because mm-hmm. these people don't actually deserve to be murdered. So I'm gonna cast Misty Step
mm-hmm.
to end up on the other boat, just so I can, like, mitigate. Like, I'm not gonna, like, stop mm-hmm. until she actually goes to murder somebody, because they did steal from her!
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just gonna stop the, like, full-on splitting someone in half with an axe.
She does love to do that.
That's what I'm gonna be like, hey, wait a minute.
Hey, sometimes she likes to swap it up and do, the Gallagher watermelon.
All the things. All
right, so no one weightlessly jumps over, ties his rope, and then, like, you just, like, appear out of thin air on the boat.
So what are we doing? Why?
We went to negotiate.
And
get our money back.
And the captain of the boat's like, wait, who the fuck are you?
We're friends of the orc that you stole from. A couple days ago.
And then she looks over and sees Punchy on the other boat. She's like, oh, fuck.
This seems like a good opportunity to shoot an arrow at their mast. Just a little extra exclamation point.
All right, so we're not in the initiative yet, but we will go around. So, Punchy, what are you doing?
I'm going to go into rage mode, and I'm just going to start running. And I'm going to jump onto the other boat with all of my might.
Okay. All right. You get a good running start. You're raging. The rage, when you rage, it increases your strength score too, doesn't it?
Let's see.
Actually, I've got it right here. Rage. Oh, you have advantage on strength checks. Okay. Okay, so yeah, you run and jump. You can jump 16 feet.
Uh-huh.
So you easily clear the gap.
Yeah.
The other boat, as you jump onto it, just shakes. As you land with a hard thud. Shadow Moss.
There's not, like, I'm 30 feet tall. There's no way I can make it across.
There is a rope.
What's your movement?
25 feet.
So you can jump 14, right?
Your strength score is 13?
Oh, never mind. It's your strength.
You can jump 13 feet.
We would make
so you can make it up.
Gnomes are springy.
You also you can run across the road or climb across the road.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. That might be simpler.
I was like, I don't know what I can do.
By the way, all the oarmen like are still rowing on your boat, like trying to keep up the pace, but they're all watching this with rapt attention. This is the most interesting thing that's happened to them in like literally years.
I think I will actually go into wolf form and jump across as a wolfy wolf because I'm much larger.
That would be so cool.
I jump as a gnome and turn into a wolf and jump.
Uh-huh. Nice. All right, so you land like right next to Punchy and you're as a wolf form.
Braxis? I'm going to stay on our ship and support with a bow and maybe shoot one arrow at the mast near their captain.
All right, roll me an attack roll.
14.
Yeah, you hit it. So the arrow swooped right through past the captain's head into the mast. And she's like, I can give you the money back! Frank?
Just enjoy the show.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with Altair in that I don't think we should slaughter a whole boat of people. But there's really nothing I can do unless I want to fight my own party members. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna enjoy the show.
Pull out a bag of popcorn.
Yep.
Sit down next to Wilhelmina?
Willamette.
Willamette's like.
I'm assuming that Willamette and I in my wolf form have been like hanging out at night, just, you know, chatting, settling.
I ship it.
That was so weird.
All right, so the 1, 2, 3 of you, 4 of you on the boat have made your presence known. The captain pulls out a bag of gold to offer it back. The 3 oarmen that are left in the ship are pulling out weapons just in case because they see this look in your eye that says this isn't going to end with them you getting your money back. And so she is extending it out like the pouch out in front of her. We will start with Noman. What are you doing?
Sorry. I basically offer to take it and offer it back to Punchy.
Alright, so you swipe it and she from her and hand it to Punchy.
Mm-hmm.
Punchy!
This is a great start. Looks like we've also gained ourselves a boat. So if you want to live, I suggest you get off of it.
What are we gonna do with the boat, Punchy? We can't row it!
We got a cart on this other boat.
2 boats are better than 1 boat.
That's simple math.
We can just take the boat and then leave it at our destination and they can walk to where it is.
Well, and also it's our boat.
And so we can stop the fact that we can't propel this boat!
We'll hire the rowers on the other boat.
But then that boat will stay here and just be abandoned.
They can come back and
roll me an intimidate check with advantage.
Captain.
Our boat's in better shape.
Captain. You made a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Roll again. 7.
Alright. I'm gonna turn back into a gnome so I can attempt to talk to Punchy.
She's just like, look, your friend tried to intimidate me, so I stole her money.
Well, that was stupid, because look what happened! What else do you have
to
offer?
Yes, I immediately regret this decision.
Well, I'm more like days later, regret it.
She's obviously not going to leave without some recompense, so what you got?
I think the fair thing is that she pays the interest on the money.
Yeah! Like,
which will be everything else that she's got.
How much did you lose?
No! Wait.
Oh, yeah, $49.
That's what you should ask for.
Yeah, that seems about fair. Or whatever else is left.
She realizes that, like, if this goes to combat, she's going to get split in half. And so she says, 100 gold pieces.
That's a good deal, Punchy.
On top of 42, right?
More than this boat, especially since we can't even, like, deal with it. Like, we don't need a fucking boat, Punchy.
Can we hear the conversation from the other boat?
Yeah.
If she offers up 100 that easily, she's probably got more.
Inspiration, Frank.
She's right. She's right. She's really fucking right.
So, look. She made a mistake, okay? We all make mistakes. Not everybody recognizes how awesome you are immediately. Let's just go, okay? It's not worth it.
Well, think about it this way. They're basically paying us 60 gold to go up. Like, just profit. That's a negotiation.
They need to pay. I hear that they've got 100 gold pieces just to give us. What else you got?
Pull her pants down. Humiliation should suit you. Or satisfy you.
She says, I've got a cask of ale.
Ooh, take it!
So, Punchy, are you still raging?
Yeah, she's like frothing at the mouth. And
I'm holding it together, but yeah, I could go into like rage mode.
Okay. I'm going to stay next to you then.
So we've got 100 gold pieces, we've got a cask of ale, what else?
Are we gonna kill them?
No! Shut up! This is your fault! This is all your fault!
What you got?
She says, what do you want? We've got food, we've got ale. She says, there's 100 gold, 200 gold pieces.
There you go.
Now we're talking.
Hey, Punchy, I think I hear rabbits in the hold of this boat. You might want to get out of here.
Do you have rabbits on this boat?
I'm a minor illusion, the sound of a lot of rabbits from underneath.
She's very confused by this. She says, no, we don't have any rabbits.
Why would you go with the nuclear option? Now she's going to be even more upset.
Because I was trying to scare her away from the boat. She wouldn't want to keep the boat if there were bunnies on it.
It's true. I think that I would be thoroughly rattled by the idea that there could be rabbits and that she's trying to deceive me again. So I'm going to take the 200 gold pieces, I'm going to take the cask of ale, I'm going to take all of her food and water and provisions, and we're going to pants her. I'm going to take my broadsword and cut her belt.
I like it better when she just pulls her pants down.
The broadsword is more threatening and very much more.
I like all this quick discussion, though. You're like taking the money, you got the ale, and like loading all the food off, and right as you turn to go, you're just like.
And I lift her with one hand and I hang her on the arrow shot into the mast so that she's just stuck there with her pants dangling.
Wait, from her shirt or her underpants?
From her shirt.
All right, so she's hanging there. The crew, by the way, is not making any effort to stop any of this.
And we're going to go back to the boat. We've got all of our stuff. I'm satisfied. Is everybody else satisfied?
Yes.
Fantastic.
All right, so you head back to the boat and continue down the river.
Punchy, you'd be an excellent pirate.
And
why didn't you appreciate it?
Bertha?
I thought it was going to roll over her troubles. I thought she was going to start like,
wait a minute.
Like burning.
Are we sharing the gold? We're not sharing the gold.
I mean, it's Punchy's that decide what to do with it, so if Punchy wants to share the gold, she can.
Well, seeing as you guys didn't like reimburse me for the money that those pirates took, I'm going to keep all that money.
Wait, I thought Frigg did pay you.
No.
Oh, okay. Nobody paid her.
Nobody paid me because they wanted to wait until they saw the boat.
So in the future, I think it's important that one of us holds the party bag.
We need
a party bag.
I think our fearless leader is doing a fine job.
Yeah, but I'm not getting any of that money.
You don't need it. You have books.
Wrong. My entire life goal is to make money. All the money is going to one person who's not going to share it.
Well, you should kill more people.
Find me some. They aren't innocent people who just made bad choices.
Don't worry, your pretty little head. I'll take care of you.
It worked out great for me. I never pay for anything.
All just hair walks to the other side of the boat. That made her extremely uncomfortable.
If you had embraced your destiny, Lilith would give you plenty of people to kill. But I shot that from a distance, so you can't do shit.
Braxis, I do like that you've just attached yourself like to the strongest. You're just like... All in on Punji's leadership.
Yeah. I misty step to my quarters because fuck that. Y'all are weird.
Fair, she's basically succeeded at everything she's wanted to do this entire game. See a bandit, cut it in half.
Except book a boat.
Hey.
This was a profitable venture.
It ended up
I
that
booked
way.
That boat fair and square. The pirates took it. I hate pirates.
Oh no.
Oh no, what if we run into rabbit pirates?
Tyrant rabbits. Joke.
Chris furiously scribbles down notes for future sessions.
Their ears stick out of
the attack bunny.
Yeah. Yes. Terrifying.
I love it.
All right, well, you spend the rest of the day
arguing.
Basking in your success and arguing amongst yourself.
Drinking our cask of ale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And our newfound food and water stores. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very exciting.
You load them on the loot.
Yeah. Too funny.
Alright, so it's the 20th of Sylvian, and the boat pulls over to the side of the river. To just a small dock. You know, there's small docks that kind of litter the river from just various points, or small roads where people stop at and stuff like that. And pulls over to a small dock, and the crew helps you unload your stuff.
I'm sure Britha is so glad to be rid of us.
Britha comes up to you, punch you, and she says, you and your crew, she says, it's one of the most interesting weeks of my life. She says, I've got so many new stories to tell about this. She says, if you're in the Dwarven Mountains, you all should look us up.
Will do. I give her a couple gold pieces for her troubles and for helping us catch the pirates.
She says, all her 7 gold, right?
Oh, yeah, we all owe her another 7.
Yeah.
So she collects for you guys as she unloads all your stuff and all your new stuff that's laden in your cart.
I am paying for it because Punchy's paying for me. It's just how it works. I amuse her with minor illusions of animals.
Shadow munching.
To manipulate her.
It's our couple.
Wait, what's your
Shadow munching.
Awesome.
I'm like, oh, a fish. Oh, bunnies.
It's hilarious.
So you guys are in on the edge of the Eastern Forest. Ahead of the stock, there's a small, it looks like abandoned house. It's nearby. You get the idea that at one point or another it was probably some sort of fishing hut. But it looks like at some point there was a fire, perhaps, or some sort of attack. The door's bashed in. It's all overgrown.
Where are we?
I think we're like here.
We're off
the map.
You're off that map, yeah.
Yeah,
so we're kind of like over here.
Yeah.
So we're in the general vicinity of where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to go north now till we find the circle of the moon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kitty, kitty.
Oh, Link.
What time of day is it?
It's late in the day. You guys might want to rest before you go too far.
Yeah. I want to go investigate this house and see if the structure looks sufficient to be a good camping spot for the evening.
It is.
Do I detect any evil?
Let me see what that detects, and I will give you an answer. I mean, yes, there's nothing there.
When do I regenerate the key points?
I believe whenever you...
Probably a long rest.
I think I'm using Divine Sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Though I don't have that written down anywhere anymore.
Okay, until the end of your turn, you know location of any celestial, fiend, or undead within you, 60 feet of you, that's not being total covered.
Look at that cat face.
You do actually, when you get near the shack, detect a fiend nearby.
Shadow Moss, wait. There's something. I sense something bad.
What is a fiend?
Demons and devils.
You would know it was a fiend.
Yes.
There's some kind of demon nearby.
Cool, guys
on guard, because we probably should take care of this before we rest.
We've rested, right? We've got our spells back.
Oh yeah, you can all your
stuff.
Yeah,
we've been hanging out on the boat. Yeah.
Okay. I cast magic weapon that makes my rapier a magic weapon +1.
Mm-hmm.
May I have a handbook?
Mm-hmm. And you realize you can also detect the location, and you realize that it's in the shack, like in one of the corners.
It is inside the house with us. Huh. The call is coming from inside the house.
There it is. So you guys,
sorry, I'm checking to see what my other new ability does. It'll probably be needed. So are y'all listening to me? Or are you on?
Yeah, we're waiting.
Okay.
How's everybody react? What do you do?
I think we all kind of get weapons out and
yeah, cast magic weapon. Mm-hmm.
Guard slash whatever mode.
Okay. Roll me a perception check, everybody that's in the shack.
In the shack? I thought we were all standing outside of it.
Everyone that's looking, sorry, not in the shack, looking in at the shack.
Okay.
17 plus...
Perception?
22.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
18.
18. 8. 23. Alright, if you got a 20 or higher, and Frigg, you see it first, especially because you know where it is, so you can know exactly where to look. Hanging in the corner, of the shack on there, like up in the ceiling, is a bat. The evil is emanating from this bat.
Okay. Guys, I think it's the bat.
Wait, don't hurt it, it's a bat.
It's a demon.
It's like, fine, it's just
like
a bat.
Like a bat or like a...
No, like a small bat.
Okay. It's a demon.
And actually, when you say that,
it
detaches from the ceiling and it flies over and tries to land on your shoulder.
I let it land in my hand.
I'm gonna turn the faithless.
What does my fae think of it? Because my bat is with me.
And your bat is just a normal bat?
It's a fae. It's a fae creature. Right? Because it's fine familiar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so your bat hisses at it and actually kind of like tries to swoop down and intercept it.
Oh, okay. He doesn't like it. So then I will attack.
So, right, so the two are kind of tangling in the air.
Oh, wait, no! Can I dismiss my familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Will it hurt if my familiar gets hit?
Yeah.
Okay. So as soon as we roll initiative, I'll dismiss my bat so that it doesn't get hurt.
Okay.
I'll call it back later.
So it disappears. The bat is kind of hovering there and kind of flies up, starts to fly up into the air. So.
Seems harmless.
It wants you.
It is 100% an evil fiend.
Then I'm going to turn the faithless.
Okay.
What does that do?
I am presenting my holy symbol and uttering ancient words. Assuming it's still within 30 feet of me.
Mm-hmm.
And...
So that will make it run away from you, but you'll also see its true form.
Okay.
And it,
It's gotta make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Got a total of 5. So I think that fails. And you see it. It's a, in the bat form, you see a... kind of a small creature with huge horns and kind of long bat ears and a very long, snaky tail. It looks like that.
Okay. Cool. And everybody sees this, right?
Oh, no. Is it revealed from you or everybody else?
If the creature's true form is concealed by an illusion, the form is revealed while it is turned.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yes, you all see this bat turn into this... to that creature, so.
Ooh, how big is it? Tiny?
It's tiny.
Still kill it!
Adorable.
Kill it with fire! Punchy! Kill it!
Are we gonna roll initiative? We don't need to?
I don't think we need to.
Oh, okay.
So it is fleeing from you because of your... It mm-hmm. kind of hisses at your holy symbol and flees. We'll just go around. What you gonna...
I want to grab my mole. And I'll smash it with a bug.
Alright, so it's a little too high up, so you're going to throw it, or?
How high up?
Maybe like 15 feet up in the air.
How high up can I jump?
What's your strength modifier? It's like the plus number.
Where is it?
Strength. There.
plus 3.
So you can, if you get a running start, you can jump 6 feet in the air. And how tall are you, 6 feet?
I'm 6'6".
6'6"? Yeah, I'd say, yeah, if you got a running start, you could jump up and hit it.
Yeah, I'm going to get a running jump.
Roll Jordan style.
Roll me an attack.
Kid with a butterfly net.
14.
Plus, you, I'm sure you have a bonus to that.
Mm-hmm. What is it, the...
Your attack.
plus 5.
So 19? Yeah, that hits. Roll me damage.
Damage is... D20 or
D12? For your maul, I think it's 2d6 plus 3. 2d6.
11, 14.
Alright, you had 7 hit points, so.
Yeah. Wow, you just killed it. Like it, that.
It hisses.
Punchy smash.
As it falls there, twitching. Roll me a perception check, everybody.
23 again.
13
again.
3. 18. 16 plus 21.
So if you get a 20 or higher, you hear its last words as it dies on the ground. It just says, Gloppy is always watching.
Do I sense any other evil things?
No, not in your range.
Okay.
And it bleeds like black ichor. You've got like a little black streak on your mole.
Let's not eat that.
Gross. I'm going to use Firebolt to burn it.
Okay.
Especially since it said Flavi. Instinctively, I hate Flavi.
Good. All right, so, are you guys staying here this evening? Or?
I have a question. I have an animal companion, or is that just me? I think I did, but I don't know how to find out.
I would be in the paladin section, or the druid section.
It would have to be slightly higher level.
I don't know if you do or not. Okay, so, what do you guys do?
We're staying here tonight, right?
Yeah, I think the danger's passed.
I don't sense anything else.
Yeah.
So, I'll cast Alarm, and then I'll cast Find Familiar again. They're both ritual spells.
Okay. So you spend 20 minutes protecting the place and getting your bat back?
Bat back.
So inside of this shack, there is like a fire ring in the floor. People who've stayed here before made fires. You don't notice anything like of use. Like it looks like it's been pretty picked over, though there are some like worn spots where it looks like bed rolls have been placed here in the past. The room itself is covered in a thick layer of dust and must. It protects you from the weather, but is otherwise a bit of an unsettling house.
Creepy cabin in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Creepy cabin, yeah.
Does it look like there has been violence here?
Roll me an investigate check.
Do I have it?
No. It's unintelligent.
4.
I'm not very smart.
No, none that you can see.
Okay.
I mean, aside from the burn marks and the broken-in door. But
broken in?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd be more concerned if it was broken out.
Mm-hmm. Well, if someone will take the first shift, I'll do my meditation thing and then stay up for the second half of the night and watch.
Okay, who's doing the first shift?
I'll do it.
Who's doing it?
No one will make a perception check.
Okay. 13 plus 5, 18.
18? Alright. Keeping your first shift. And as everyone's kind of snoring around you, or trancing, you hear a voice.
What does it say?
It says, Noman. Hey, Noman.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay. Who should I wake up?
No, don't wake up anybody. Talk to me.
I don't think I will.
But you are right now, so let's keep going, buddy.
I go and I don't want to interrupt Braxis, so
you don't just talk to me for a second, buddy.
You already encountered a demon today, and Fred is the one who figured it
out. Yeah, I'm worried. So I do. Okay, I wake up Fred. I think
she does have.
Wait 1 second. 1 second.
You have all the anti-demon powers.
Yes, yeah. You have all the perception and whatever thingamajiggy.
Mm-hmm. You see, as you go to wake her up, you see a small toad hop over to you.
Stop.
I have...
And it says, hey, don't wake her up. She'll be real angry. Just talk to me.
I have in my trinkets a necklace of mind shielding, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I wear it, and I'll go try and wake up Craig anyway.
He hops over persistently and says, that'd be a big mistake. You don't want to do that.
I think I'll ignore this. Mm-hmm. And try and prod Frigg now.
He says, don't say I didn't warn you. Roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Uh-oh.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 15 plus... What is there? Is wisdom? Three. Or is that something else?
No, yeah.
15 plus three.
You're fine.
Poisonous snake.
It tries to, like... You get the idea that it's trying to scare you with its... With its, like, some sort of magical mind powers.
Mm.
But you are implacable.
Okay.
Frigg, you're being woken up.
What? Do I sense evil?
I don't know. You're the one who should answer that.
You cast it. Yes, there's a fiend, like, 5 feet from you.
Do I see it? The frog?
Yep.
I grab my axe and try and smash it.
Roll me to there.
So my alarm didn't go off?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Fuck, what's my attack bonus again?
What's that?
Tell me my attack bonus again.
Oh, it's under down there.
Oh, plus six. Okay, 17.
It hits, but it goes right through it. It's an illusion.
Oh. Mm. Everybody wake up! Wake up! We're under attack again! Fuck!
I wake up.
And, standing out of the cabin, disappointed that its spells failed, is another one of those creatures.
Scorching Ray.
Kill it!
Is that susceptible to normal weapons?
Yeah. So one of you kills it, and it fries again.
Huh.
Does it say anything this time?
No, this time it just says, ah, fuck!
This place.
God, these mosquitoes are big around here.
Okay, should I take the watch then, since I can sense these things? Roman, you want to sleep?
Or? Sure.
Okay.
If you are not too tired.
Well, I don't want us to all die, so I'll have to be short on sleep for a day.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Ooh.
That seems sensible.
Ooga chaka.
Frigate, as you're keeping watch, you're kind of keeping your sense up. I forget, like, how often can you use that? Is it just whenever?
I thought it would. Yeah, I think it's just a thing I do.
Cool.
I can go look at that, of course.
The back is
it. Where the hell is the, contact? Divine sense, bitch. This is the most exciting part.
You can use it a number of times equal to 1 plus your charisma modifier per long rest.
plus 2, so I can use it 3 times?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've used it twice now?
Yep. Alright, so I'd say, like, you perhaps before you go back to sleep, you, like, cast it one more time.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do, right,
I'm keeping watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you do, maybe you kind of step out, like, to the edge of the shack and kind of look out and cast it. And right on the edge of it, you see probably 25 or 30 of them.
Whoa!
And as you look out in the woods, you just see a bunch of small eyes watching you.
Swallow your soul.
Oh, boy. We should probably wait for Noman to get back.
Okay.
So,
this is why you
I have some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently,
what are you talking about?
Circle of the Moon, I can use Combat Wild Shape, and I can use that, like, it allows me to choose a beast with a challenge rating as high as 1.
Mm-hmm.
but it has to be apparently an animal I've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So what sorts of things, like, I assume I've seen a wolf.
Yes.
But have I seen a dire wolf? Have I seen a giant spider?
Yes.
I have.
Yes. I'm going to say pretty much anything in that section you've seen.
Yeah. Wah. That's cool.
An imp?
And are we going to need to clear space for a map?
No, not at this moment.
Okay, go back out. Okay, I go back in.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, guys, wake up.
Why?
We're surrounded, that's why.
There's an alarm spell. If they wanted to get close, they could, and we'd wake
them
up.
Well, they're on the other side of it. They're just waiting and watching.
Many?
There's dozens out there.
I sleepily stand up. I can't do that because I haven't had time.
Can I use my dark vision to see exactly what the breadth of this threat is?
Yeah, you look out there. I mean, you'll have dark vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think most of you do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can... So, pretty much, it's the woods are, it's like daylight out there for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see the eyes. Like, they're very small creatures. They're like toads and bats and things. So, you can kind of see the eyes reflecting, the moonlight back at you. But, but aside from that, it's kind of hard to discern it. But you do get the idea that there's a lot of them out there.
But they're really low to the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of them are up higher or in trees?
There are some that are in trees, some that are on the ground. You get the idea of, toads and bats and things like that.
And they're not being aggressive?
Mm-mm, just watching.
But they're demons, okay?
Yes.
Hmm. Can we burn up the whole place? I mean, there's a danger of us burning in the middle of it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are they surrounding us, or are they just on one side?
So, this shack is on the edge of the woods.
Uh-huh.
And they're all in the woods, watching you from the woods.
Okay.
So you've got the river behind you, the shack, and then the woods. And they're all in the woods watching.
Do you think they can leave the woods? Are the woods enchanted?
Mm. They made it into the shack twice now, so...
Okay. Can we make it into the shack? Can they make it past that?
Probably.
Guys, get ready. I'm going to try and... talk to them, but they're probably gonna attack us.
Okay.
So, I step outside the hut, and I just kind of... Hey, what do you want?
You shouting this at the forest?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You hear 25 to 30 creatures respond in unison at the same time. So it's this very kind of weird, almost echo effect.
Mm-hmm.
And they just say, you should... go.
Can we go in the morning? Do we have to go right now?
Get back on your boat and leave, or Flavi will eat your soul.
Are you guys hearing this?
Yeah.
Are we hearing that?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Does this mean we're on the right track, or we should get the fuck out?
No, this means it's time to burn things.
We're at the blight now.
Yeah.
Altair goes out the door, she's sleepy and grumpy, and casts Burning Hands.
Goodbye, forest.
Okay, creatures of Flavi, get the fuck out.
As you cast the spell, all of them just vanish.
Cool.
You hear 25 to 30 little teleportation pops. And then the woods start to catch
fire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the problem is gone, I'll use chromatic orb cold to fix the problem that I just caused.
Smokey the Bear comes out and gives you a big thumbs up. and then walks back into the woods.
Okay.
Alright, so. You're all thoroughly asleep. Your rest
terrifying.
Has been
mm-hmm.
thoroughly disrupted by terrifying shit.
Mm-hmm.
You head back to bed, and there's no further incident that night.
So how long did that take? What time was it?
It was near the end of Frigg's shift, so...
Three in the morning?
Midnight-ish.
So none of us got a long rest?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go back to sleep and finish your long rest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yes.
All right, what next?
All right, so you wake up the next day. It's the 29th of Sylvian.
I had the weirdest dream. Frogs everywhere.
You literally didn't wake up for any of that?
Oh, that was real.
Yeah. Yeah, it was real.
Yeah, those were demon frogs.
Flavi is watching us.
This is weird. We should go back to the city.
What? This is what we came here for.
I guess.
Alright, so... it is a new day.
Are we going into the woods? Where are we supposed to find these circle moon people?
You got directions. You're supposed to go north from here into the woods. Mm-hmm. And you'll find them. Mm-hmm. It's a few days. It takes a few days to do it. It is the first of Fools. It's a new month.
Yay. Is that a summer still or fall?
That is... So the email's warm.
I turn on one of the fans.
It is summer. Yes, it's warm. It'll be fine. It is a warm summer day. You guys are on the edge of the dark, haunted eastern forest.
Can I ride in the cart, since I probably didn't get much sleep?
Sure.
Okay. Are
there's room?
The drow underground elves in this?
No.
Okay. I know they're not evil in the traditional sense.
Yeah. Okay, so, you guys just head into the woods?
Mm-hmm.
Punchy's extra angry because she doesn't do well little sleep.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Extra crabby.
Okay. All right, so you guys travel into the woods. Who's leading the party?
Oh, Shadow Moss.
I'm snoozing in the cart.
Yeah,
I'll be close to the front.
That's me.
Roll me a survival check.
Go. I will do the thing when I find my d20. I believe 18.
Okay.
Nope, 16. All right. But still.
Alright, you lead them through the woods. Your course is true. The deeper you get into the woods, perversely, the quieter it gets. And by the end of the day, as you guys are walking, like, the forest is dead quiet. You don't hear much in the way of animal noises or... anything, really, other than the occasional gust of wind blowing through the leaves.
Do we see any visual signs of light, or are we not quite in that range yet?
You're not quite in that range yet. It'll take another day.
Guys, the forest shouldn't be this quiet.
Yeah, it's unnerving. But, I mean, isn't, like, this the ultimate evil? Like, that's where... this is where evil lives?
Well, we're not at the Blight yet, so...
But, I mean, the Blight isn't a small thing. It's, like, not only is the Blight itself massive, like, these entire woods have basically been taken over by Flavi and evil things.
So probably in, like, the suburbs of the Blight.
That's... I don't know what suburbs are, but that sounds pretty accurate.
You're in the Des Moines of the Blight.
No, it's definitely... The Blight is not contained in the Blight. It just bleeds out everywhere.
Maybe all the small creatures are like those ones we saw last night. They're all
corrupt.
Possessed.
Yeah.
What? Alright, so. You guys make it through the woods and get to the point where you want to break camp for the night. I'm assuming you guys have some tents or something that you
mm-hmm.
can use?
Yeah.
We've got them in our explorer's pack.
Assuming I snoozed all day, I assume I can divine
mm-hmm.
sense stuff again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't notice any fiends, but you do just get a general chill about this area you're in. Like, it feels unholy.
Mm-hmm. There aren't any immediate demons or dangers, but this does not feel good, guys.
That's a pretty nasty place.
Yeah.
I go around making sure everyone's casting their tents in the correct spot to fit within the, alarm spell. Because it'll wake up everyone.
Alright, who's keeping the first watch?
I will.
Okay. Shadow Moss.
Mm-hmm.
During your watch,
mm-hmm.
as you're looking around the woods, you see what looks to be a bobbing lantern light in the distance. Just floating there.
Not coming closer?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'll just sit and watch, because this forest seems to be designed to set us ill at ease, so as long as nothing seems to be coming closer, I'm just gonna keep an eye on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Let everyone get as much sleep as they can.
Okay. The,
What was that?
It was
Ruby's
pager.
Oh. The light kind of like throbs, like from dim to bright, dim to bright, in an enticing manner.
In an enticing manner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm considering.
Floats a little closer. And floats a little further.
It's like it's going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
How close does it end up coming to when it's?
It, like, the first time it comes by, maybe gets within 60 feet, and then it kind of floats back, and then the second time, maybe 55. Eventually, it gets about 30 feet away. And it's, the balls turn from kind of a glowing yellow to like a soothing purple color.
Like it's trying to put me at ease,
mm-hmm.
and being super friendly.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, then, when it is 30 feet away, I will wake up Punchy.
Punchy, what?
There's some sort of light out there that's trying to keep getting closer and trying to get me to go follow it. I'm not going to, but I just want you to know you might need to punch something soon.
I'm up.
Punchy, you look up and you do see this floating magenta ball.
I will turn into a giant spider, because
mm-hmm.
that's a thing I can do, apparently.
Yeah.
And with that, I have blind sight for 10 feet, dark vision for 60 feet. But I also can shoot a web.
Okay.
And I want to shoot a web at this light.
Okay. Roll me an attack.
Okay, so it's plus 5. What do I add to attacks? Attack bonus?
Wisdom.
Or wisdom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Oh, actually, this would be the spider stats, whatever the spider stats is.
Okay.
So it's on the little block there.
Well, it says plus 5 to hit, so...
Yeah, plus 5.
All right, so 14.
Okay. Misses.
Damn it.
And then the light shuts off.
Okay.
Just scared it away.
Which is okay.
As a spider, I am going... Wait, can I leave the circle without setting it off?
Nope.
Alright, I'm going to walk to the extent of the circle and see if I can see anything around in my spidery form.
Okay. Punchy, what are you doing?
I'm just watching. I've got my hand axe ready,
mm-hmm.
just in case something happens and I need to act.
Okay, so as you're standing there looking around, suddenly, like, right next to you, the magenta ball reappears, and then turns, like, a red, and then attacks you.
Wait, is it inside the alarm spell?
It's right on the edge of it.
Okay.
Getting AC 18?
I have 14, so it hits.
And you take 11 points of lightning damage.
Okay.
Hmm. And go ahead and you two roll initiative. And then if people wake up again, and this won't take long, I don't think.
Okay.
An initiative is...
That's right.
There. So I have 5.
5.
12.
All right. So So it went and shocked you. It's your turn.
Alright, I am going to bite it.
Okay.
Or attempt to.
Mm-hmm.
That was pathetic. No, I didn't. It was an 8.
It misses.
8 plus 5 to hit, though?
No, it was 3 plus 5 to hit.
Punchy?
Oh, wow.
I've still got my hand axe, so I'm going to attack it with the hand axe.
Right, are you throwing it or just walking over and like chopping it?
I'm going to throw it.
Okay, roll me the attack.
Plus 15.
That misses.
So does the axe go through the alarm spell?
Yeah.
Does it set off the alarm
sure.
spell? All right. What's going on? Mm.
I can't say anything. I'm a giant spider.
Why the fuck is there a giant spider in the camp? Oh my god! Everybody wake up!
It's Shadow Moss. She has that ability. But she's getting attacked. Come on, everybody, get up.
All right, you all wake up. Go to roll initiative.
16 to hit.
Oh, it's turn again.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's going to shock you. Attempt 2. 7 misses, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So it shoots a little lightning bolt and kind of floats around. So now it's your turn. You're rolling to hit.
16 to hit.
Miss.
Damn. Okay.
This thing is very small and
fast.
Very incorporeal. So very hard to hit. Punchy.
So does that mean my hand axe is like off in the woods somewhere?
Yeah.
So I'll grab my maul and I'll go at it.
Okay.
Like it's a baseball bat, just
yeah. So 6.
You miss. All right. What about you guys over here? What did you get for your initiative rolls?
2. Well, 3.
5.
17.
18. All right. To make this easy on me, I'm just gonna go around the table. So.
Okay.
Because none of you beat it, so.
Oh, okay.
So you, Noman.
Okay.
It's your turn.
Should I?
What do? You wake up, you see a red floating orb. Shock, trying to shock.
I take my light crossbow and proceed towards it. All right. To try and attack.
All right, roll an attack.
Sorry. 5.
Miss.
Okay.
Frig.
I want to attack it with my axe and cast Ensnaring Strike.
Okay. So you hop up with your axe at the ready.
No. Motherfuck. 19.
That hits.
Okay. And then, target must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained by magical vines until the spell ends.
Alright. Roll your axe damage.
Sure.
Is your axe magical?
I don't think so. A d6 plus 4. What does this 5 in parentheses mean?
I don't know. Let me see. Oh, I think that's S for slashing.
So 10.
10? Alright, it seems it hits, but it seems to not be as effective as it could be, so it takes half of that. You realize that it's a very insubstantial ball. Alright. And then the vines go up to grapple it, and they just, go right through it.
Oh, okay.
It's immune to being grappled.
Balls.
Restrained. That puts up Altair.
So I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really tired. This is the second night in a row.
Mm-hmm.
There's a giant fucking spider.
Yep.
Thankfully, Punchy actually popped to yell at me that it's actually Shadow Moss.
Mm-hmm.
She just hit it, and it didn't really work, I think, the way she intended.
Yep.
And it's just a glowing red ball.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have any knowledge of what this could be?
Roll me an Arcana check.
13?
You get the idea this is a will-o-wisp.
Will-o-wisp? is it super evil?
Yep.
Okay.
It's chaotic evil. It's a flabby thing.
Scorching Ray, then.
Okay.
And that's... I've never cast it this low before, sorry.
Sorry.
It's three attacks, right? The lowest level?
I
gotta look it up. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. Is there a card for it? Or?
There is, but I didn't grab it because I didn't. I wasn't paying attention.
Clear.
Three rays, 2d6 apiece. That's
okay.
Second
level spell?
Huh?
It's a second level spell?
Second level, yes. Huh. First hit, 14.
Miss.
Oh. That one didn't land. I'm going to reroll that one. Alright, 9.
Miss.
9! I'm going to fucking do nothing. I'm going to cast Magic Weapon as a bonus action.
Sure.
And move right up next to it.
Okay. So you guys are kind of surrounding it. Raxus?
Out of curiosity, didn't I have a bonus action?
Oh, yeah. Did you want to do something with it?
No, it's okay. I mean, maybe the next time I'll remember
okay.
it.
That's a 20.
Nice.
Ray
of Frost.
Okay, roll your damage. Double it.
Twice.
Roll the damage twice.
10. Plus speed minus 10.
Hmm?
The speed's reduced, but it's not going anywhere, so it doesn't matter.
Oh. Okay.
But 10 damage.
10 damage, and that's ice damage?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Doesn't seem as effective as it could be, so it takes half it.
Better than vines.
Alright, Shadow, but it's up again. It's going to go straight through you, Shadow Moss, and end up on the other side of you.
Oh.
That
seems like it'll be uncomfortable.
It's warm, very warm. And as it comes out, it tries to shock you with lightning and gets a 16.
That will hit.
For 5 points of lightning damage.
Okay. My giant spider's at 4 hit points, but when it ends, I just go to my regular form, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Your turn.
It says web recharge 5 to 6. Does that mean 5 to 6 of my turns?
Roll a d6 at the start of every one of your turns.
Okay. 2.
You have to get a 5 or a 6.
Ah, I got you. Okay. So I'm going to attempt biting.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
Creepy.
Okay, so 19.
That hits.
Hooray! Alrighty. Hit is 1d8 plus 3. That's a 10, not a d8. This one's a d8, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
7.
Mm-hmm.
And the target must make a DC 11 Constitution saving throw.
By the way, it doesn't seem as effective as it could be. What's the saving throw for?
It will take 9 2d8 poison damage on a failed save or half as much on a successful.
It is immune to poison, so.
Never mind.
Punchy.
So, Shadow Moss is in danger, right?
Yeah.
It's time to rage.
All right.
Nice. So, I'm going to grab my greatsword and I'm going to go at it.
Okay. Roll me a deck.
18 plus 5, 23.
That hits.
Do I do my damage?
Mm-hmm.
13.
Okay. And you pull out your sword, just go like, fuck this, and slice it, and it like cleaves it in twain, and there's like a little explosion of like electricity as it like dissipates into the air.
There.
Go get your hand axe.
Well, it's,
or was that?
It's gone.
Yeah, it's dead.
Yeah.
Still.
So I'm gonna check on Shadow Moss and make sure she's okay.
I will probably turn back to Nomi McNomerson since the danger appears to be past.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think I've cast it once.
Yeah,
right?
You can go ahead.
Okay.
The area is clear at the moment.
Okay. Maybe we should travel at night and sleep during the day because this isn't working out so well.
I don't disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And most of you have dark vision anyway.
Yeah. So let's take today to reverse the cycle and just rest during the day today, and then tonight, tomorrow night, start walking.
Uh-huh. Rest moving. The rest of tonight, then yeah. Take the day off too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a good idea.
We could be pretty scary moving through the woods at night, though, so we have to be careful when we come across who we're looking for. We're like, hey, don't kill us.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're way stronger than we are. They're not going to be scared of us.
We don't want them to us.
Yes, that's the thing, yes. Right.
So you spend the Second of Fools just kind of camping out during the day, resting, relaxing,
mm-hmm.
catching up on sleep that you missed, maybe ungrumpying a bit.
Ungrumpying, yeah.
And then during that night, you begin to travel again.
I make sure my holy symbol is prominent,
mm-hmm.
not just for evil, but also for the people who we're looking for.
Okay, so you guys travel through the night, making good progress. Roll me a survival check.
18.
Okay. You make good progress, and you actually get to a point where you start to smell an electricity in the air, sort of an acrid odor. And the forest, like, the quiet becomes almost too quiet, like, even more quiet than it had been before. Like, not even the wind is blowing. And you kind of come through the trees and get to a clearing, and you look, and there in front of you is the Blight.
Oof.
The vastness of it.
Oof.
Stretching as far as your eye can see, a gray and ashy expanse of nothing. All the trees have, like, fallen to the ground and appear to be almost petrified. And just these sort of black crystalline forms. Off in the distance, breaking the vast quiet, is you hear the sound of a large creature screaming out to the night. Something unnatural and not of this plane. And you hear the sound of some sort of physical combat, of talons rending flesh. And it's very... It is a very disturbing tableau. And as you are standing there watching this, you hear a voice behind you say, "Who goes there?"
Should we be rendering aid to the person who's getting torn asunder right now? Are we watching something happen?
No, you just hear it.
It's in the distance.
Oh,
you hear it.
You said watching. I was like, well, we're not just going to stand there and let somebody get eaten. All right.
And it doesn't. You don't get the idea that it's a person. It sounds like two large creatures.
Okay. Oh, hi there. How are you?
Standing in a tree behind you, blending in, skin covered in bark, a woman drops down from a tree branch wearing just a loincloth. And she says, "My name's Akachita," she says. "I monitor these woods. And who are you?"
"Hi, Akachita. I'm Shadow Moss. We are heading for the Circle of the Moon. Do you know where we could find them?"
She says, "You just did."
"Oh, that's nice. So this is my best friend, Punchy."
"Hey."
"Hey."
"This is Braxis."
"Lovely place you have here."
"And there's Noman and Frank and Altair. And we were coming to see what we could do to help get rid of that."
"Noman has holy water."
"Yeah."
She chuckles. she says, "Why don't you come with me?" She says, "Not too often we get volunteers." And she says, "Our home is just a few hours away."
"Nice."
And so she begins to lead you into the woods towards her home. And we'll all arrive there next time.
Yay.
Good session, everybody.
Cool.
So the Blight basically just looks like Northern California.
Oh,
yes.
Too soon. Too soon.
Ooh, a monster.
What do you guys at hit point or experience point?
1201.
What's the next level?
27.
All right. You each get 250 experience points.
Yeah.
So it's 1451.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And we'll pick it up there next time.
Cool. Nice. Just in time for World Series.
Yeah.
Today or
today? The game started at like 5.
Ah.
Nice.